Hello and welcome to Building a New You. I'm August Phoenix. Today we're going to talk about the power of positive thinking. I know many people hear this and they shrug their shoulders and roll their eyes and think that, oh my God, here we go again. But it's not that positive thinking is just about thinking in a manner that all of a sudden your life's going to change. It's about confidence. It's about your perspective. It's about how you carry yourself. It's about what you believe you can achieve. And what positivity really means is it's believing in yourself. And so today we're going to really discuss just believing in yourself and giving yourself confidence and to understand how your thinking fundamentally fuels how you're going to go forward. And that said, let's get into it. So, thinking. Every day, you tell yourself something, and it's like we're on autopilot most times, because people wake up, they go through their routine, and they're doing their things. They never stop to think about how they're truly feeling. Just think about it. I want you to think about your morning routine right now. When is the last time you woke up and stopped and thought about what you wanted to do for the day, what you wanted to accomplish, your goals, what were you intending to do? For those of you who do that already, great, good for you, you're on your way. But for those of you who don't and who are now recognizing this and listening to what I'm saying, it's a real breakthrough. Because when you stop and recognize that you can control what you think, when you can control the thoughts that you feed yourself, it becomes a game changer. You'll realize that you do tell yourself a lot of negative things. And it's not your fault. You've been programmed or indoctrinated into a system that leads you to believe that you can't do anything. I'm not sure how old some of you are, but when I was younger, they would tell you that you can do anything. You could be president of the United States if you wanted to. And now they're telling some kids they'll be dead by this age, or they'll never be this and they'll never be that. It's because they're trying to mentally imprison you. When they tell you that you have freedom, but yet you don't have the ability to mentally use that freedom, you're still a prisoner. There's a quote by Tupac that says, "You ain't gotta be in jail to do time." And that means that there's so many of us out there who are prisoner to our routine, prisoners to expectation, prisoners to what people think we are supposed to be or what we're supposed to be doing. And that is what power of positive thinking changes all that. Because you have to believe in yourself and understand what you want. You've got to know that, set goals, have priorities, and you've got to have confidence in yourself. And just for the sake of keeping it brief and getting an episode, and this is a more than a one episode thing, but I wanted to get something up. For an exercise, I want you to write down 3 positive things about yourself, or 3 positive things that you want to be. More confident, lose weight, speak more, be happy, you know, eat in more, watch less TV, any 3 things. I want you to write them down, and every morning when you wake up, I want you to read them to yourself, out loud, in the mirror. It doesn't matter, but you have to read them every day or before you go to bed. And I want you to do this for at least a week. And then I want you to become aware of the your life as it is now. And then as you repeat these 3 things, I want you to notice the change that happens afterwards. Because there will be a change. And we're going to come back to this positive thinking, but let's start with this exercise just to prove to you that you're on the right track and that Phoenix knows what he's talking about. So, everybody, be cool. Y'all remember, you can do it. You believe in you, just as I believe in you.